From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Barack Obama and John McCain scored primary wins in Virginia tonight. Obama also won in Maryland, continuing his string of wins over Senator Hillary Clinton. And McCain was adding to his widening delegate advantage over former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. District of Columbia voters went to the polls today as well. And in Maryland, polls are just closing. 90 minutes late, they were extended by 90 minutes to allow voters battling winter weather and icy roads. Joining us here in the studio is NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. Mara, it's interesting at this point, now that we know that Barack Obama has taken Virginia and Maryland, talk to us about the delegate count.
He's pulled ahead. I think that's the big headline. I mean, he is now ahead of her in delegates. The count, recent count that I've seen, of course, there are many ways to count this, but he's got 1,192 and she's got 1,178. That includes the superdelegates. Up until now, the superdelegates was keeping her ahead, even if some counts had him ahead in elected delegates. I think this is a big psychological barrier that he's breached. Now, we'll see if this adds up to a kind of unstoppable wave for him that can get over her formidable defenses in the form of the firewall that she thinks she has in Ohio and Texas, states that have a lot of blue-collar Democrats, a lot of Hispanics, the kind of building blocks of her voting coalition.
Now, we heard Senator Clinton this evening at the University of Texas, El Paso, speaking very confidently on stage. Big rally there, a lot of energy. But what you don't see is what's happening behind the scenes in that campaign. Big news.
Well, there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes in the campaign. Obviously, she's had a shakeup. Her campaign manager has been replaced, Patty Solis Doyle. Now it's Maggie Williams. I can't stress this enough. These are two women who have been with Hillary Clinton for a very long time. This is not like bringing in some fix-it person from the outside. They really are veterans of Hillary land. Mike Henry, who was the deputy campaign manager, just resigned today. So there has been a shakeup. I think the big question to watch for the Clinton campaign in the near future is Mark Penn, is his position going to be somehow less, and maybe Harold Dickey's a little bit more? Mark Penn is really the guru of her strategy. You know, he wrote this book called Micro Trends. He believes in the small bore approach to voters, not necessarily the big sweeping vision. So far, hasn't worked as well as she had thought.
Now, speaking of strategy on the Republican side, John McCain was reaching out to conservative voters at that recent CPAC conference. What does he need to do? If you look at these results, particularly in Virginia, Mike Huckabee strong showing there. What does he need to do to continue to try to extend his hand and hope that conservatives will reach back?
Well, he just needs to continue to do what he's doing. He is getting a tremendous number of conservative leaders endorsing him and getting on board. The conservative establishment, I think, is coalescing around John McCain. The talk show hosts and a lot of rank-and-file social conservative voters are not yet, but I think he just has to keep on working at it. He's not going to change his views. I think he needs to make the case why the Republican Party needs to be united, and I think it's a natural process of coming together. I think the Republican Party will be behind him. We're not going to have a rump group. We're not talking about a third-party candidate here. What I do think the question is whether he's going to have a very energized, fired-up base working for him the way the Democrats are bound to have, no matter who is the nominee, because Democrats are just so energized this year.
There's something very interesting with both of them. I think we see Barack Obama on stage, so we're going to hear from them in just a minute. Mara, just as he's walking up to the microphone there, this is someone, as with John McCain, who prefers to be an underdog as opposed to a front runner.
He's still the underdog. You can't be the overdog when you're facing Hillary Clinton, I don't think. But he's ahead, that we can say.
Senator Barack Obama is on stage now in Madison, Wisconsin, and he's about to speak. Well, I think we actually, he's on stage, but it'll be a bit before we actually hear from him. I'm going to bring Melissa Block and Ron Elving into this discussion as well.
Greeting supporters there in Wisconsin and that primary coming up, Ron, in it's a week from today, February 19th.
And they are in the 18,500-seat Cole Field House in Madison, Wisconsin, home of the Badgers, a top-10 basketball team. And they are anticipating a speech by the man who is now ahead in delegates for the Democratic nomination for president.
The campaign beyond that, of course, also moralized in looking ahead to Ohio and Texas. We've been talking about the strength of the Latino community's typical supporters for Hillary Clinton. One big question would be, has Barack Obama, will he succeed in making any inroads into that core constituency that Hillary Clinton has claimed up till now?
He has made inroads in some of these states.
And we now have Barack Obama speaking to supporters in Madison.
You have lifted my spirits. Just a few thank yous I want to say very quickly. First of all, to your outstanding governor, somebody who is working tirelessly on behalf of the working families of Wisconsin, Governor Jim Doyle. I am so proud to have the governor's support. I am grateful for the First Lady, Jessica Doyle, to the governor's two sons, Gus and Gabe, who have worked on our behalf as well. I want to thank the Milwaukee mayor, Tom Barrett, for driving over to Madison. He's been a great supporter. But I especially want to thank our host this evening, the mayor of Madison, your own Mayor Dave, who endorsed me here today. Thank you, Mayor Dave Chesnosky. Thank you, Mayor Dave Cheslovich, for your outstanding work. I always love this city. And I want to thank also my director of Wisconsin Students for Obama, Brian Egan, who has been working like a madman to help get this organized here tonight. Thank you. So, today, the change we seek swept through Chesapeake and over the Potomac. We won the state of Maryland. We won the Commonwealth of Virginia. And though we won in Washington, D.C., this movement won't stop until there's change in Washington, D.C. And tonight we're on our way. Tonight we're on our way. But we know how much further we have to go. We know it takes more than one night or even one election to overcome decades of money and the influence, the bitter partisanship and petty bickering that shut you out, let you down, told you to settle. We know our road will not be easy, but we also know that at this moment, the cynics can no longer say that our hope is false. We have now won east and west, north and south, and across the heartland of this country we love. We have given young people a reason to believe, and we have brought the young at heart back to the polls who want to believe again. We are bringing together Democrats and independents, and yes, some Republicans. I know this. You know, I meet them when I'm shaking hands afterwards. There's one right there, an Obamacan, that's what we call them. They whisper to me, they say, Barack, I'm a Republican, but I support you. And I say, thank you. We're bringing Democrats, independents, Republicans, blacks and whites, Latinos and Asians and Native Americans, small states and big states, red states and blue states, all into the United States of America. That's our project. That's our mission. This is the new American majority. This is what change looks like when it happens from the bottom up. And in this election, your voices will be heard, because at a time when so many people are struggling to keep up with soaring costs and a sluggish economy, we know that the status quo in Washington just won't do. Not this time. Not this year. We can't keep playing the same Washington game with the same Washington players and somehow expect a different result, because it's a game that ordinary Americans are losing. We are going to put this game to an end. It's a game where lobbyists write check after check, and Exxon turns record profits, while you pay the price at the pump and our planet is put at risk. That's what happens when lobbyists set the agenda, and that's why they won't drown out your voices anymore when I am President of the United States of America. It's a game where trade deals like NAFTA ship jobs overseas and force parents to compete with their teenagers to work for minimum wages at the local fast food joint or at Walmart. It's what happens when the American worker doesn't have a voice at the negotiating table, when leaders change their positions on trade with the politics of the moment. And that is why we need a president who will listen not just to Wall Street, but to Main Street. A president who will stand with workers, not just when it's easy, but when it's hard. And that's the kind of president I intend to be when I'm president of the United States of America. It's a game where Democrats and Republicans fail to come together year after year after year, while another mother goes without health care for a sick child. That's why we have to put an end to the divisions and distractions in Washington, so that we can unite this nation around a common purpose, around a higher purpose. It's a game where the only way for Democrats to look tough on national security is by talking and acting and voting like Bush-McCain Republicans, while our troops are sent to fight tour after tour of duty in a war that should have never been authorized and should have never been waged.
That's Barack Obama addressing his supporters at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. About 18,000 supporters celebrating his victories today. He swept all three contests in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia, as did John McCain on the Republican side. And we're awaiting a speech from John McCain to his supporters in Virginia. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.